In the last week, the number of new COVID-19 cases in Mecklenburg County has slowed dramatically as the stay-at-home order enters its third week. But while new cases are falling, it appears the county is still planning to move forward with plans for a 600-bed field hospital near Uptown. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Mecklenburg added 16 new COVID-19 cases on Monday after adding 41 over the weekend. The daily growth rate for new cases is now averaging under 3%. After being consistently above 20% earlier in the outbreak. Novant and Atrium have asked Mecklenburg County to help pay for a new field hospital. But is it still needed? Last Wednesday, Mecklenburg Health Director Gibby Harris said things are going to get worse and the county will need extra hospital beds.
Even with the current stay-at-home order and levels of social distancing, we will start to see our healthcare systems becoming overwhelmed in early to mid-May. Those are the projections at this point in time.
The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, however, says that North Carolina's hospitals will be most stressed on Wednesday. If the April 15th peak day is correct, Mecklenburg County wouldn't need a field hospital. The University of Washington forecast appears to have successfully projected peak deaths in places like Washington and New York. The state of North Carolina last week released a forecast that was a collaboration of epidemiologists and public health experts from both the private and public sectors. The study projected 250,000 COVID-19 infections in the state by June 1st, even with social distancing. It also said the state's hospitals would be most stressed in the middle of May. One of the people who worked on the study, Aaron McKethan, an assistant professor of population health sciences at Duke, told WFAE that the 250,000 estimate could be revised downward, based on fewer infections from places like Mecklenburg County, which has 970 reported cases. Having fewer cases could result in an earlier peak. Stephen Limantani is the chief scientific officer at Novant Health.
Smart people who do this for a living have widely different views of how this is all going to play out. And I think that tells you that we still need a lot more data to predict what is going to happen.
Novant and Atrium had previously planned a 3,000-bed hospital at UNC Charlotte, but scaled that back last week to a 600-bed hospital. A Mecklenburg County spokesperson said the county manager may discuss the need for a hospital at Tuesday's meeting.
I just don't want our dollars going into a hospital. I mean, we have so many services we need to supply to help our people.
That's Mecklenburg Commissioner Pat Cotham, who said she wants Novant and Atrium to pay for any field hospital.
I think the hospitals need to worry about this, not the county.
The county and the hospitals don't release data on how many people have recovered from COVID-19 and how many beds are currently being used. But the state does. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 across North Carolina have dropped for two consecutive days. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.